drinkclearwater.com.
This half hour of the I Work For Him radio broadcast is brought to you by Nepsis. When you invest with clarity, you have better wealth and a better life. Clarity is the single largest challenge keeping investors from achieving more. Visit Nepsis online at nepsiscapital.com.
Who do you work for?
You work for someone.
Are you just there for the paycheck?
Your clients, your boss, your family, your car payment, yourself, or your Lord?
What if God has more for you at your 9 to 5?
Each one of us has a calling. Have you heard this before? Your workplace is your mission field, wherever that may be. You're either all in or all out. Are you for Him?
Hey, Jim. Who do you work for?
I work for Him. I work for Jesus Christ.
Welcome to I Work For Him. Join the I Work For Him Nation at iworkforhim.com. That's iwork4him.com. And now your hosts, Jim and Martha Brangenberg.
Welcome to I Work For Him, where we claim you've tuned into the fastest 1 hour in Christian talk radio. And I still believe that, but everybody said that that wasn't really our ultimate focus.
Well, that's true.
It is true. Our ultimate focus is helping you and me understand that our workplace, it's our mission field, and it's our primary place of ministry each and every day. If you don't work in a four walls church, your mission field is your workplace, wherever that may be, whether it's in your home, whether it's in an office, maybe it's in a field, maybe it's in a parking lot, whatever it may be. It's your place of ministry. It's your mission field. That work that you do each and every day is a gift from God, and God wants to join you in that work today. Martha, we've been dedicating these opening segments of the show this week to questions that people ask. And mm-hmm. So, but before we get to that, let's just remind our audience why we're asking them to do that.
Well, because we are not the ultimate experts and we can't read your minds. So listeners,
we are the ultimate experts, but we can't read their minds. No? We're neither?
We can't read our listeners' minds. And so
we're asking them to ask questions.
To have them ask questions so we can have a discussion, Jim. We may not have all the answers, but we certainly can be starting to address better the things that our listeners have on their mind and on their heart and that they're maybe struggling with or challenged with in their work, whatever that work may be, so we can have a discussion about it.
All right. So we would love for you to just either leave us a question you'd like us to answer online or a comment or a topic that you'd like for us to address. But we'd like for you right now in Tampa Bay, we want you to call this number, 866-713-9675, 866-713-WORK, 866-713-9675. Call, leave a question, make a comment, suggest a topic you'd like for us to discuss. Now, in Jacksonville, we would like you to call 866-713-9675. 866-9675, 866-713-WORK.
Sounds like the same number, Jim.
It is. I'm just trying to reach out to the audience. Now, we'd like to have a competition.
You're all about the competition.
Let's do this competition.
Today, would find it hard to believe that you don't like to play games, though.
Are we getting personal right here?
We are right here.
I was thinking when we have your sister and brother-in-law over this weekend that we would play cards this weekend.
Ooh, or marbles.
No marbles. I don't get marbles.
Marbles is fun. It's like Sorry on
okay,
steroids.
We're talking about, now let's talk to, here's
okay,
the deal.
Okay, competition.
We've got the four territories. We've got Norfolk, Virginia area, the Hampton Roads area, Virginia. I'm going to get in trouble for saying it like that. Chesapeake, Portsmouth, Virginia Beach, Norfolk. You guys call 866-713-9675. I know we're on later in the evening up there.
But it's okay to pick up the phone. Yeah,
that's right.
You won't wake us up.
That's right. It's a line. You can leave a 1 minute message for us. And here's the deal. The competition is whoever leaves whichever city, Tampa Bay, Jacksonville in the First Coast, Hampton Roads area, Virginia, or Grace Radio in Cherokee County, Georgia, whoever leaves the most messages from those counties, we're going to dedicate a show to your area and just pick one up and we're...
Do something special.
That's right. We're going to do something special because we need to get this thing jump started.
And then full disclosure.
If anybody
really? Has tried.
You already just said I don't like to play games. More disclosure than that.
Yeah. If anybody has tried to leave a message and they were confused by the message that was on there, I am sorry. I have a saved message that explains all of this, but for some reason it didn't revert to it. And so I've changed it and hopefully it's going to be working here soon.
Okay. 866-713-WORK. 866-713-WORK, but not in Cincinnati. All right. Okay. So do we think we got the point across?
I think we got the point across, Jim.
Are you sure we got the point across?
Well, if not, we'll say it again later.
All right. So, Michael, you've been involved with this show for 6 years and over 2.5 months. What's one? We've got a question from a listener, but I wanted to ask Michael the miracle if you had a question or a topic you think we should address here in the remainder of this first segment.
I do have a quick question for you guys, actually.
Okay. All right.
So, and I know that some of these books may be on the website, but I want to hear something a little bit more immediate, a little bit more in the present here. So, outside of the Bible, of course, which reading resource, which book has inspired you guys the most recently, individually? Go ahead, Martha.
Recently, I am reading Marcy Malzahn's Christian Women Devotional. It's a Working Women Devotional. I can't remember exactly the title. But we interviewed Marcy in Minneapolis last fall, late last summer, early fall. And she is an amazing woman living out her faith in her work. And she's written a devotional. So I've actually been reading that. So
how do people get a hold of that one?
I think if they just Google... Oh, her website is Marcia Malzahn, Marcia Malzahn.
All right. So for me, we just interviewed a week ago today, Jeremy Kubitschek from Giant Worldwide and his latest book, The 100X Leader. But I literally have told a dozen people about that book in the last 3 weeks as I read it and prepared.
Yeah, you probably have.
Because it is the most comprehensive, simplest book on Mr. or Mrs. Leader. You need to become a leader worth following. Here's what you need to do to become a leader worth following. It's not all about you. Becoming a leader worth following means making it never about you, but all the people that you serve, and making yourself 100% whole and healthy so you can multiply each other, multiply yourself into others. And it's a plain glass presentation of, this is what Jesus did. You need to do that too. But Jesus is never mentioned in the book, but it is full of biblical principles from the beginning to the end. But Giant Worldwide plays in a world that specifically is not necessarily Christ-centered, but they present biblical truth. And then if somebody says, where does this stuff come from? They say, well, from the Bible.
And
so the 100X Leader, that is just, I'm loving it.
Yeah, you really have mentioned it many times. And so,
you're tired of me mentioning it?
No. I know that it really impacted you. So why don't you tell our listeners one thing that you personally have gotten out of it? Not just that it's a great book for other people.
It was just all about the process of that I saw the Lord work in my own life, which is get internal and look at your own issues. And work on your, and we talk about that in marriage mentoring all the time. Focus on your own issues. So work on your own stuff and then ask other people, surround yourself with other people that you ask them, what are my issues? What do I need to work with? And I've got three or four different guys that I work with that are pointing at me all the time and hit me with 2x4s. And of course, I've got you all day long, 24/7, 365.
Wait a second, I'm not hitting you with 2x4s.
These guys don't hit me with real 2x4s.
No, but you said, and then you've got you. I'm not hitting you with 2x4s.
I didn't get a chance to finish. I've got you all day long feeding truth into me when my behavior doesn't match up to my Savior. But I will tell you that, Michael Miracle, the answer to this question, we got to get to our listeners' question, is my all-time, I think, influential book in what we have done in the last 6 years and 2.5 months is Dr. Jim Harris's book, Our Unfair Advantage, Unleashing the Power of the Holy Spirit in Your Business. Because that concept of understanding that God wants to walk alongside of us and has given us the answers and wants to make the answers available to us through the Holy Spirit, no matter what our work is, yet I have never heard a sermon about that. Except, of course, when I preached one in Newport Richey on February the 1st this year. So I just answered that question. Okay, we got to get to our listeners' question. Michael, that was a great question.
He didn't
question.
Ask you that question. He asked today.
I know, but I was answering the question he didn't ask.
Oh, there you go.
The follow-up that was forthcoming for sure.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Okay, so the question from our listener Derek today out of Denver, Colorado was, why do you guys do what you do? You travel, you interview people. Why do you do what you do? And Derek, I think the answer is pretty simple for us. There are millions and millions of Christ followers in this country who don't know that their work matters to God. They don't know that their workplace is a mission field. They don't know that they have permission to do ministry within the four walls of their work, whatever those walls look like. Some people work in open fields. We do what we do each and every day to make sure that every Christ follower in America recognizes their workplace as a mission field. When that happens, we will no longer be on the air. All right. We'll be right back with lots more on I Work For Him as we welcome Gary Selman as we talk about his book, Arise, Shine, Be Encouraged, a brand new daily devotional for Christians in a workplace. We're going to hear from Gary Selman right after we come back. You're listening to I Work For Him with your host, Jim and Martha Brangenberg. Check us out online, iworkforhim.com. That's iworkthenumber4him.com.
Bel Air Wealth Management is a loyal I Work For Him radio partner, committed to helping clients maintain an eternal perspective regarding finances. Wealth advisors Luke Andrews and Dave Cruz have dedicated themselves to biblically responsible investing. When you invest with Bel Air Wealth Management, you can rest assured your dollars align with God's heart. Call Luke Andrews at 727-798-4188 or find Luke and Dave online at bwmadvisors.com. That's bwmadvisors.com.
If you are a Christian believer, God placed you where you live to help your neighbors become vibrant, reproducing disciples of Jesus Christ. Sign up free at blesseveryhome.com, and you'll receive a map and list of your neighbors along with the tools to pray for them by name, care for, and share the gospel with them. Join Bless Every Home and see how prayer can change your community. blesseveryhome.com. Sign up free at blesseveryhome.com. blesseveryhome.com.
You're listening to the I Work For Him radio show, where we help you connect what you hear on Sunday with what you do Monday through Friday. Now, that depends on what you're listening to on Sunday, of course, but we expect you as a Jesus follower to understand the value and the power of being involved in a local body of Christ. And of course, Sunday just happens to be the day our Lord rose from the dead, so it's a great day to celebrate that every week. So if you haven't heard something good on a Sunday, this Sunday, check out a local church near you or a local small group where you can get plugged in. Why is it important that we connect what we hear on Sunday with what we do in our Monday through Friday? Because being a light for Christ in your workplace is step one in revitalizing our nation through spreading the good news of the gospel. We're your hosts, Jim and Martha Brangenberg, and we want to remind you that your workplace, it's your mission field. You know, so often we start our day looking at our emails and listening to the news. Too often than not, we forget why we even exist. We exist to know God and love God and be in a relationship with Him. But how do we get to know Him? By spending time with Him. But most of the devotional books are focused on family or being a dad or being a mom or raising children. But how many of them are focused on living out your faith at work? Well, not enough. Today we're going to talk with Gary Selman. He wrote this book, Arise, Shine, Be Encouraged, a devotional book for Christians in the workplace. And then we're going to be joined by Victor Hanna, and he's going to talk about this an amazing prayer movement that is arising in our country called Pray Now and Pray Boldly. So Gary and Victor, welcome to I Work For Him.
Thank you, Jim. Thank you, Martha. It's good to be here.
Mm-hmm. Gary, tell us a little bit of your Jesus story. How did you come to be a follower of Jesus?
I am, if you turn to Luke chapter 15, you will see a picture of me. I am the prodigal son. While I was saved at 10 and my eternal salvation was settled, I ran away from the church and God and would only go in that four decades would go to church for marriages and baptismals and mm-hmm. funerals, and had a Damascus Road experience in my life in 2000. And like the prodigal son, Jim, came to my senses and came back home. So my life since 2000 has been a pursuit and hunger and thirst for God and His Word.
That's fabulous that happened in your life. So Victor Hanna, tell us your story. How did you become a follower of Jesus?
So Right. I grew up in a Christian house, actually. My background, actually, I come from Egypt, all the way from Egypt. Imagine this pressure of living in that that atmosphere. But also, my father is a pastor. We live in that Christian atmosphere house. But at the same time, I wasn't a follower of Christ until I was 16 years old, when in one of the nights the preacher was speaking, and it was all about me. I felt like I'm the only one inside this room, and Holy Spirit really convicted me. I couldn't stop by after 2 or 3 hours of repenting on my knees and tears for the Lord. I said, Lord, I want to give all my life to you. And that's how I came to know the Lord.
Wow.
So, Gary, tell us this. What inspired you to, or what led you to write a devotional book for Christians in the workplace? Was it something that you saw? What was it that prompted you to, I mean, because writing a book is no easy deal. Why did you write this?
Jim, I did it because the Lord started waking me up at 3:30, 4 o'clock in the morning, and he was very loving and gentle. His first couple of times, he'd say, get up, and then if I didn't get up, and pretty soon he'd go, get up now. And it was at that time that I started writing, 10 years into my walk back living in God's house. I had prayed, Lord, give me a hunger and thirst for you and your word. And it was not my idea. But all of a sudden, I started getting up in the middle of the night, and I'd grab my coffee and my Bible and go downstairs, and he'd tell me along the way where we were going, what book and what chapter, what verse, and give me the storyline. And 4 or 5 hours later, I'd look up, and he and I had written 3 or 4 devotionals. And so it was not my idea. I thought I was doing it really out of obedience to him. After I started doing it a while, I thought, well, I'm writing for other people. I came to discover the person who benefited the most was me.
That's fabulous. So let's talk about that devotional for a moment and just let our listeners know how they can check it out for themselves, Gary. What can they do to find this devotional and start taking part in it themselves?
Arise, Shine, Be Encouraged. Where can they get a copy of Arise, Shine, and Be Encouraged?
Well, it's available in print form for purchase on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. I mean, even when people end up on our website and the tab order the book, they're redirected to Amazon. Mm-hmm. So that's the print copy. The good news is God continues to open doors. And a year and a half ago, he opened the door at iDisciple, Jim, and I know you know of them.
Yep.
And we were invited to join their platform. And they took Volume 1 initially. I had promised them Volume 2, so we meet their requirement for 365. And just 2 months ago, we were elevated on their platform to the daily devotional section. And so there, people can get it and read it for free. And then we, of course, have the audio book that I know you want to talk about later.
I do? I don't know, man. That audiobook freaks me out. Somebody talking to me for hours and hours. I'm a reading guy. You know what I like?
But
like
it's a devotional, Jim. Come on.
I know. I don't think I could concentrate. I think I have attention deficit. I don't think I could concentrate.
Not everybody's like you. That's why there's so many different platforms, which is
right.
Awesome.
Gary, as you were going through and writing this devotional, what kind of topics do you address? I mean, because people are going, I've never heard of a devotional book specifically for Christ followers in the workplace. What kinds of things do you address?
Well, the truth is, you asked us today to be authentic, transparent, vulnerable. Jim, I have people who've known me for 25, 30 years who say, wow, all these years I've learned things reading your book that I never knew. It is really my autobiographical story of my life out there in the marketplace as the prodigal son and all my experiences. And so I talk about all these different phases of my life, but they're grouped in 14 different themes. iDisciple would call them life themes. So if people want to read about God's word and his nature, well, that's chapter 1. If they want to read about family, that's chapter 2. If they want to read about divine purpose and calling, that's chapter 5. Faith and Work, chapter 14. So they're all organized based on themes, and that was not my idea. The Holy Spirit told me to design it that way based on making it user-friendly.
So, speaking of user-friendly, I just want to, you know, you've touched briefly on, you've talked about iDisciple a couple different times. That is an app that people can download and connect with in order to get it, right?
Exactly, and it's free. You can have a free basic account on iDisciple and our devotions, because we're now elevated into the daily devotional section. When they set up their profile, they can choose me as one of their people to go in their feeds. And so my devotional, I run every morning to iDisciple to see what's going to come up that day.
I bet you do. So I just logged in and I went to the devotional section, and you are on the front screen right now. So you are the fifth one down.
Look at God.
Woohoo! That
Look
is fabulous.
God,
you know, that's right.
So iDisciple just called and said, did you know that our clicks are down 5,000% since Gary put his face on the first page?
Oh, now.
Well, hopefully they go up hugely by people listening today.
I was kidding.
And
I'm just trying to be,
getting
it's
inspired.
Friday. Come on. Okay. Yeah. All right. So, Gary, your devotional has led you to something even greater, a prayer movement. What's it called?
Pray Now, Pray Boldly.
Well, we want to hear lots more about that, but you brought along a guest. Why don't you introduce Victor Hanna and why you wanted Victor to join us on the air today?
Yeah, Victor is a dear, dear brother. We're brothers from different mothers, and we've spent the last year and a half on prayer calls together, so I've got to learn a lot about him and his family. And he was leading prayer calls in Maryland, just like I was in Houston, and then we began to talk, and Lord began to put on our hearts to work together, and he put Pray Now, Pray Boldly on our hearts, and we decided to launch, and we have officially launched, and we have, I think, five groups running already in the last 3 or 4 weeks, and with a goal to grow to 300 chief prayer officers nationwide.
All right, so when we come back, I want to really dig deep with you guys about this Pray Now, Pray Boldly. And again, we're going to remind our audience that tunes in the after the bottom of the half hour about your devotional, but really excited about covering that. All right, but the name of the devotional, if you're looking for a devotional for you, Devotionals for Christian at the Workplace, Arise, Shine, Be Encouraged by Gary Selman, S-E-L-M-A-N. You could get it on iDisciple every day as an electronic devotional, or you can get the print copy on Amazon. Arise, Shine, Be Encouraged. I would highly recommend you get a copy of this, because, and I like the print, because every day that is, there's some accountability in my face going, Jim, you need to read this today. That's a great thing. Check it out, Arise, Shine, Be Encouraged by Gary Selman. You'll listen to I Work For Him with your host, Jim and Martha Brangenberg. We'll be right back with Gary Selman and Victor Hanna talking about Pray Now and Pray Boldly.
Sidera delivers a fresh approach that's reshaping the healthcare landscape. How? We provide uncommonly high levels of service and a superior healthcare experience while delivering tremendous value for members and their families. The Sidera solution blends several service options to offer our members a high-quality healthcare solution at a low cost. Sidera members typically save 30 to 60% compared to other healthcare options. For large, unexpected medical expenses, Sidera's community is here to help. There are no out-of-network concerns when it comes to medical costs. Members can visit the physician, clinic, or hospital that best meets their needs when they're sick or injured. At Sidera, we're building a new kind of community, one whose members commit to pursuing a healthy lifestyle and sharing the cost of medical care. We would love for you to join us and invite you to reach out today.
Online at Sidera.com. That's Sidera.com.
As an apartment management professional, wouldn't you like to increase revenue without raising rent? Installing individual unit water meters allows for direct billing of residents and creates a revenue recapture strategy that adds to your bottom line without increasing rent. It also lowers consumption 20 to 40%. Think Utility Services has been in business since 1957 and has helped property management companies increase profit for over 50 years. Find out how today. Call 888-MY-METER or visit thinkutilityservices.com.
Most condo communities include water as part of the monthly fee. Some residents conserve to subsidize those that consume. Stop paying for your neighbor's water. Have Think Utility Services install individual meters and pay only for what you use. decrease water consumption by 20 to 40%. For over 20 years, Think Utility Services has been helping condo communities save. Call 888-MY-METER today. That's 888-MY-METER today. Go to thinkutilityservices.com.
With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Democrats have come up short in their effort to place new limits on President Trump as he tries to stave off growing hostility from Iran, rejecting the so-called Udall Amendment. A high-stakes immigration case on the Supreme Court docket for next session before the presidential election. Justices say they will decide whether President Trump can terminate an Obama-era program that shields young migrants from deportation. The decision likely by June 2020. As President Trump ramps up his reelection campaign. A meeting of the remaining partners in the Iranian nuclear deal produced some progress, but not enough to satisfy Tehran's demands. That according to a senior Iranian official. He says it offers little prospect for now of the country backing away from a move to surpass a uranium stockpile threshold that could possibly doom the agreement. This is SRN News.
Internal Revenue Service. When you owe a personal or business tax debt and can't pay, these three words bring feelings of fear and anxiety. Contact J. David Tax Law, recently voted best tax attorney in Jacksonville by Folio Weekly Readers and selected as a 2019 Ultimate Tax Attorney by the Jacksonville Business Journal. When you owe the IRS or Florida sales tax and can't pay, it's only a matter of time before tax liens, wage garnishments, or bank levies happen to you. Don't wait. Call J. David Tax Law for your no-cost consultation. We take the time to go through your tax problems step by step, explain your options, and how we will resolve your tax issues once and for all. See why J. David Tax Law was voted best tax attorney in Jax. Call now for a no-cost consultation. 904-507-4777. That's 904-507-4777. Or find us on the web at jdavidtaxlaw.com. Peace of mind is only a click or phone call away.
This half hour of the I Work For Him show is brought to you by Office Pride Commercial Office Cleaning Franchise. Own a different kind of commercial cleaning franchise. OfficePrideFranchise.com. That's OfficePrideFranchise.com.
Welcome back to I Work For Him. Hey, just remember, your workplace, it's your mission field. And we would like to invite you, our listeners, to engage with us often. And Martha, we've got a listener line. We're asking people to call in, give us, ask us questions for us to address on the show, as well as maybe a comment or some content they'd like us to address.
That's right, Jim. So they can call 866-713-9675, 866-713-WORK. And remember, you can always find that on the contact page of our website. If you're driving right now, don't have anything to write that down, or you just want to do it later, you can always go there. And, you know, maybe, Jim, they start reading this devotional we're talking about, Arise, Shine, and Be Encouraged by Gary Selman, and they have a comment. Maybe they have a devotional that they read, and whether they're doing it on the iDisciple app or, you know, whatever content they're getting it in their impacted, they're challenged, they're maybe pushed to a new place spiritually, you know, they can share that with us. We would love for our other listeners to hear about that and their selves be encouraged and challenged.
866-713-9675. You'll have a minute to leave your message. We would love to hear from you. In fact, we're running a contest between Tampa Bay, Jacksonville in the First Coast, Hampton Roads area, Virginia, and Cherokee County, Georgia, to see who can leave us the most messages And based on that, we're going to hold a special radio program a little later on this summer, highlighting what's going on in your area in a very detailed way. All right, we're talking today with Gary Selman, who wrote this book, Arise, Shine, and Be Encouraged, a devotional for Christians in the workplace. And Victor Hanna joins us from Egypt. I mean, from Maryland, but he was born in Egypt. All right, so Gary and Victor, you guys have gotten involved in this thing called Pray Now, Pray Boldly. And Gary, I asked you a question right at the beginning. You know, who are you teaching to pray?
My corporate prayer calls involve both the executive team of the client that I'm engaged with and managers, supervisors, people in individual contributor roles. That's my client because I make my living kind of like Paul made tents. I'm a Christian executive coach.
Hang on. Don't go too far ahead.
We have public calls where anybody can dial in.
All right, but wait. You're teaching executives and managers to pray in the workplace? Isn't that illegal?
Absolutely not. The calls are voluntary, but it's more than just pray. It's my discussions because kind of like C12 and Convene, all of our business discussions are built around prayer. What does God's Word have to say about this? And being open to advice and counsel and guidance from the Holy Spirit.
All right. I love that. We got to hear more about this. So, Victor Hanna, how did God lead you to start a prayer movement?
Yeah, Jim. So, it is, 2018, the Lord led us at SOAR Consulting International, which is in Rockville, Maryland, to start a prayer call every Monday morning for marketplace leaders to join in prayer together. We called it the Roar Prayer Call, Roar Like a Lion. And the name even Roar came from the idea of like David standing before Goliath in that battlefield called marketplace. And the giants are standing there and the challenge is standing there. But the Lord said, Victor, you know, it is only by my spirit. It is not by might. It is not by power. It's by my spirit. And that's when we started the Roar Prayer Call in the early of 2018 with the purposes to create that space for workplace leaders and teams to launch their work week in and from God's presence. Since then, we have constantly had like 10, 12 leaders and to join the call every week. And God started speaking very clearly and prompting and sending messages through his word, through people. And he said, Victor, it's time to multiply. And I started hearing the word prayer movement in the marketplace. And I said, Lord, what does it mean? I don't even understand how is that going to happen. But the Lord said, you know, I teach you how to listen first, then obey what I told you to do. And that's when I started sharing with my friend Alan Witkowski from Team Expansion. But then the Lord put Gary, and we started joining together in many of the prayer calls. And I said, Gary, my brother, the Lord is speaking about Pray Now, prayer movement. And I was prompted really by the D.L. Moody quote when he said that every great movement of God can be traced to a kneeling figure. And the starting point of anything and any decision is the prayer in God's presence. I shared with Gary, and Gary said, you know, let me pray about it. And as I know, Gary, my brother, is amazing in the way is like not taking decision before going back to the Lord and ask him, Lord, what do you want me to do with this? And then he came back with this one day in the morning. He said, Victor, couldn't sleep the night. The Lord has been speaking to me about this prayer movement and pray now, pray boldly in the marketplace. And 300 chief prayer officers that we would join. I said, wow, I was blown away with how the Lord spoke to Gary. And that's when we joined together and I said, you know what? Let's do what God is asking us to do. I mean, it seems that we are in an exciting time in history. We're really sensing God is moving in the hearts of many marketplace leaders to pray and come before the Lord.
Excellent. So Gary, you felt this need to call it a certain thing, and the Lord told you that there would be 300 chief prayer officers. So what is happening with Pray Now, Pray Boldly?
Well, just in the last, Victor, we launched, what, 2 weeks ago, officially, our first cause with our devotionals going out. And the devotional book is actually a foundational piece of all of the prayer calls, and that we're committed to teach God's word. You know, everybody's at a different place in terms of their spiritual maturity and understanding and time in the word. And so the invitation with all the dial-in information contains one of the messages from the book, okay, as well as a link for the audio message. And so since people have different mm-hmm. preferences and learning styles, we start a call with, you know, an opening prayer, greet everybody, and then move real quickly to the subject of the day, and we play the audio link, which means they get to hear the devotional, 2.5 minutes, 3 minutes, and then we have praise. Every part of every call has a section on praise, where we're giving praise reports, and then prayer requests, and we pray right then. It's not, oh, my wife is experiencing this, and would y'all pray? And we go, yeah, we'll get around to it. No, we stop right then and pray.
Excellent.
So we're talking with Gary Selman and Victor Hanna. Gary's written his book, Arise, Shine, Be Encouraged, Devotionals for Christians in the Workplace. Get a copy of this, whether you get it off of the iDisciple app as a daily devotional to your phone, or maybe you like the paper copy or the audio or the Kindle copy, you can go to Amazon and get a copy of that. Go to Amazon.com, get Arise, Shine, Be Encouraged by Gary L. Selman. I love the fact, Gary, that you're able to incorporate the use of your devotional, which the Lord led you to use, led you to write mm-hmm. morning after morning and morning, and now it's being a blessing to many others. So, Victor, why don't you share with us a story or two of some miraculous things happening in the marketplace as a result of people getting involved in the prayer movement?
So last week I just came from a prayer retreat in Michigan where God put about 20 people all together coming for a weekend of prayer. And God's been speaking to us about go to Michigan in a prayer retreat. And I looked for a friend of mine, and I said, this is what God has been prompting us, and we want to do a prayer retreat. And he opened his house, he and his wife, Richard and Linda Reitz, and it was amazing time before the Lord. And just received an email this morning about how that prayer retreat was an encounter with the Holy Spirit and God's Word, and brought answers to many of the difficult questions that many of the business leaders are imagine. Jim, the picture I have in my mind is, imagine a picture of Jesus standing at your organization door with all those amazing plans, strategies, purposes, answers to many of your questions and challenges. And it's just a matter of reach out, open the door for Jesus, mm-hmm. ask him before you take decisions, and engage with him, invite him to engage with you. And that's the goal, the heart of Pray Now, Pray Boldly, is that God has lots, his desire is that you would engage with him, live as the disciples of Jesus Christ in your marketplace, and receive your purpose from him.
So if people listening to the show today want to get involved in the prayer movement or one of those weekly calls that you guys do, Pray Now, Pray Boldly, is there a website they can go to, or where can they find out more information?
So for more information, it's like you can go to the website, which is, praise God, we have the website now running, which is called praynowprayboldly.org, one word. And mm-hmm. You can, when you visit the website, you can sign up for joining a prayer group. You can also send us an email if you're interested to start a prayer group within your organization. If you are a CEO, if you're a business owner, and you feel like, wow, God is really putting this in my heart, how can we do that? We are so excited to come alongside you and help you start a prayer group within your organization. But if you are a Christian, followers of Christ, that you want to join with others, you don't have to work and go this journey alone of following the Lord, but come with like-minded leaders and pray together, join one of our calls. If you have any other question, prayer requests, please feel free to visit the website praynowprayboldly.org or send us an email at info@praynowprayboldly.org. And would love to connect with you. Would love to see you.
Victor, they can find out more about the Roar prayer call right there on the website, Pray Now, Pray Boldly?
So now we merged from Roar Prayer Call, and now everything called Pray Now, Pray Boldly. So Gary and I and Alan Witkowski, we came together. We said, Lord, this is the time to do something. And the Lord sent us the Pray Now, Pray Boldly. There is no more Roar Prayer Call. It's all praynowprayboldly.org.
So they collaborated, Jim.
I love that. That's collaboration. Great. It's fantastic. Victor Hanna and Gary Selman, so grateful that you were willing to share about Pray Now, Pray Boldly with us right here in iWorkFrame. Thank you, gentlemen. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
You're listening to the iWorkFrame radio show. We've been talking with Victor Hanna and Gary Selman about Gary's devotional book, Arise, Shine, Be Encouraged, Devotionals for Christians in the Workplace, and you can check out their prayer movement online, praynowprayboldly.org, praynowprayboldly.org. For those of you listening to our affiliates with the broadcast, our 30-minute program, head to our website to get the expanded version of today's show, iworkforhim.com. That's iwork4him.com.
If you are a Christian believer, God placed you where you live to help your neighbors become vibrant, reproducing disciples of Jesus Christ. Sign up free at blesseveryhome.com and you'll receive a map and list of your neighbors along with the tools to pray for them by name, care for, and share the gospel with them. You can also choose to receive scheduled reminder emails with the next 5 neighbor homes to pray for that day. Join Bless Every Home and see how prayer can change your community.
The ease of use and convenience has literally taken away every excuse that we could possibly come up with for why we can't engage the Lord on our neighbor's behalf.
What are we waiting on? The harvest is now.
Our prayer is that by the end of 2020, every single home in America is being prayed for by name.
It doesn't cost a thing, but it can mean everything.
BlessEveryHome.com. Join Bless Every Home and see how prayer can change your community.
How would you like to own your own business and honor and glorify God within that business? Office Pride Commercial Cleaning Systems, an award-winning faith-based commercial cleaning franchise system, has been around for 27 years and is now offering franchises in the I Work For Him listener area. If you'd like to know how you can participate in this faith-based business culture while being a 100% owner of your own growing franchise, visit Office Pride today at officepridefranchise.com. or call 850-291-0724. Office Pride has proven systems that will teach you everything you need to know about the commercial cleaning industry and how to scale a business within that industry. Office Pride is looking for business builders like you. To check out this amazing opportunity, visit officepridefranchise.com. That's officepridefranchise.com or call 850-291-0724. Office Pride, their values make them different. OfficePrideFranchise.com.
Hey, welcome back to I Work For Him as we continue our conversation with Gary Selman and Victor Hanna. Now, at the beginning of a couple of segments ago, we started talking about Gary's devotional book. Gary, why don't you just give people a quick review on Arise, Shine, Be Encouraged, a devotional for Christians in the workplace. Who is this devotional perfect for?
It is aimed specifically at Christians in the workplace. It's really modeled after my spiritual father and mentor, who I know has been on your program, Oz Hillman. So anybody that's familiar with Oz's TGIF Volume 1 and 2, our books are quite similar. Oz wrote the foreword for my book. So it addresses business issues, issues of faith, issues of growing as a man, a woman in faith, but all within the constraints and confines of the business world.
That's fabulous. And people can find it. I know they can go to Amazon and Barnes & Noble and find and order the the book, the paper copy of the book.
The one with the great smell of ink.
And then our listeners can also get it today if they go to iDisciple, the app on their phone. They can subscribe to that devotional, Arise, Shine, Be Encouraged, and get that on a daily basis right there on their phone.
iDisciple.
And then they can also go to GarySelma.com, go to order a book, and at the bottom of the page is a button that says free audiobook. Click here. And the almost 10 hours of recording the entire book, they can play the messages by an entire chapter at a time individually. There's a table of contents. That is free, and God told us to give away 1 million copies a year for 7 years.
Mm. That is fantastic.
That is,
I hope you get
so
a chance
much.
To do that. I hope that you don't, that it's not 1 million copies a year for 7 years, but it's 2 million copies a year for 7 years. Because
this is
the kind of resource that needs to get into Christ followers' hands so they can be encouraged every day to live out their faith in their work. All right, gentlemen, before the break, we were talking about praynowprayboldly.org, praynowprayboldly.org, a prayer movement in the marketplace. Victor, Hannah, I want you to tell us a story. Well, first answer this question. What kinds of things are people praying for in the marketplace, in their workplaces across this country, as they call in to your call, join your prayer call on a weekly basis? What kinds of things are they asking the Lord to intervene on in their workplace?
You know, Jim, there's this disconnect that many times we as Christians go through. And I heard you talking about this, addressing this many times, and even Doc Spad at the work is where majority of church congregation spends the majority of their time interacting with majority of unchurched world. The church's Monday is evidence that church's Sunday is real. And many times the request that's coming in the prayer request is, the simple challenges of going to every Monday morning to that workplace. One of them is how can I handle and how can I deal with a difficult colleague, or if there is a need for new clients, new prospects that's coming. How can I really glorify the Lord in a situation that was so difficult that I need to take justice by my own hand, or, you know, do it the way I need to do it in as the world system. But most of the challenge in the prayer request comes is like, Lord, how can the Lord lead me and encourage me to glorify his name in the workplace and reach out to many around me about Jesus Christ as a Savior? And we have many that constantly praying to reach out for their – let me give you one example. In one of the prayers, one of the people was really asking about what is my purpose? I go every morning and receive the purpose of why God put me where I am. And in one of the devotional that sent out, it was speaking specifically about becoming that trendsetter or you know, the – opening the John the Baptist, opening the way for Jesus. And this brother came back with the phone call and he said, you know what? This devotional spoke to me exactly where my need is. I believe the Lord sent me to where I am to proclaim his name and to bring glory to his name through excellence in work, but also through being a witness of Jesus Christ in my marketplace. And that was a big challenge for someone going to work every morning. Mm-hmm.
That's just unbelievable. And Gary, your daily devotional really just helps people understand that God really wants to get involved in their work, doesn't it?
Every piece of their work. If everybody in the world of business has to respond to emails, and as we all know, emails often destroy communication and relationships, and people get emotionally hijacked. And so there's messages in the book that talk about how to control your emotions, because if you can keep your emotions in check and deal with people in a loving and kind way, if you have to give a presentation, it's like people are all stressed out, oh, I've got to do a presentation, a proposal. It's like, wait a minute, my Bible, your Bible, Luke 12:12 says, when you go before people in positions of power and authority, don't worry about what to say. Pray. It'll be the Holy Spirit who will speak to you and tell you what to say. And so when I say the messages have a real-world, everyday, real-life context, again, I'm telling my story of my walk as a business owner, as a career coach, as an executive, as a person who struggled in the world with all the issues that you struggle with in business and in life.
So I want to ask this question of both of you. What is a tip that you would like to give our listeners regarding how they can live out their faith at work? Victor.
Yeah, I'll go first. One of the major things we're learning is hear first from the Lord, then obey what he's asking you to do. So most of the time we forget this fact of listening to the Lord and allow him to guide our steps. Starting points are major steps when it comes to decision-making at work or even relationships or any of that. Ask the Lord. God, he will guide you, and he will direct your steps.
Very good. And Gary, how about you? What's something that you could encourage our listeners with about how they can live out their faith in their work?
I'll actually use my sort of tagline that I've been using for years in many of my talks and writing. Find your passion, and it's planted deep in all of us. God has it. We have a divine purpose and calling, each and every one of us. We just have to spend time being still and ask Dad what it is he wants us to do. So find your passion, live by faith, and act in boldness. Don't be a lukewarm. Don't be a Christian who leaves your faith at home and goes to work as a closet Christian. Be bold, and teaching people to be bold can be as simple as praying over a meal when you'd never think about not praying if you're at home or your pastor comes to your house, but you go to a business lunch and you just start eating. The fact that one of my clients bowed his head and prayed resulted in a phone call from a client that afternoon, and they then talked for an hour about their faith walk.
Oh. Fabulous. The doors that can open.
You know, Gary, offline, you mentioned that this morning you were praying with three executives. Why don't you tell us that story really quick?
Yeah, this is a man that I have had the honor and pleasure to know for 20-plus years. I've been his coach and mentor. I've been on retainer for many years with him. And when he left the company he had been with and went to a new place as chairman, CEO, he reached out to me. He said, let's start again. And I said, great, I'd love to. And I've been able to both be a coach, be a discipler, be a mentor, and sow Bibles into his family and his life. And so when I told him that God was putting on my heart to take, in addition to the coaching, create a prayer call, he was immediately receptive. And this man calls me on occasion for, starts a call with, we got to pray. Or another call, he'll start the call with, I've got a praise report for you. And he really gets it that he stands on the truth of Isaiah's words in 48:17, I, the Lord God, the Holy One of Israel, I will teach you to profit. I will lead you in the way that you should go. He honestly believes it and stands on it.
That's fantastic. The fact that you get to pray with executives as they pray and ask the Lord for direction on how to lead their companies, it's just phenomenal. Gary Selman and Victor Hanna, thank you, too, for being on the show with us today. Gary, thanks for highlighting your book, Arise, Shine, Be Encouraged, a devotional for Christians in the workplace. And Victor Hanna, thanks for joining us and talking about Pray Now, PrayBoldly.org. Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you, both of you.
Thank you. Blessings.
Blessings.
Make sure you check out these guys. Pray Now, PrayBoldly.org. Martha, one of the things that we just often we just realize the importance of it, and in all our busyness, we try to just stop in the morning and do devotionals together. And it doesn't always focus on work, but it's just a reminder that our first moments of every day need to be with the Lord.
They do. And, you know, what I love is that the Lord just really prompted on Gary Selman to work this out. I mean, he has spent a lot of time wrestling with the Lord to write this so that our people, like our listeners, can engage with it, and it can help to direct them and help them to kind of reset.
Yeah, and so recommend iDisciple app on
That's
your phone.
Right.
That's a great one. You're listening to I Work For Him with your host, Jim and Martha Brangenberg. We're Christ followers. Our workplace is our mission field, but ultimately, I work for him.
America's First News with Gordon Deal at 5 a.m., Hugh Hewitt at 6, Del Wamsley at noon, Dave Ramsey at 2, and Larry Elder at 6 p.m. This is Talk 100.3.
Do you know who was voted the Bold City's best plumber? Roland Reisch Plumbing. Here's why. Roland Reisch Plumbing promises great work on time and does it. The good news spreads fast. For all plumbing issues, large or small, you want the Bold City's best. Click Plumber in Jacks.com. Your friends and neighbors have used them, and that's why they went to Jacksonville.com to vote Roland Reisch Plumbing Jacksonville's top plumber. 24/7, Roland Reisch Plumbing is standing by, whether it's routine work or a middle-of-the-night emergency. Just call 904-260-7059. If you have a leak, can't wait a week, please call Roland Reisch Plumbing at 904-260-7059. Roland Reisch Plumbing is proud to have been voted Bold City's best plumber. They intend to stay number one. Call 904-260-7059. Call 904-260-7059.
Hi, it's Mac with Baker Glass. If you're having trouble finding a clear option for that new shower enclosure or a replacement for that fog glass, then call the Baker Boys or find us at BakerGlassInc.com. That's BakerGlassInc.com. Baker Glass, no one treats you better. Hi, this is Mac with Baker Glass, where we use our more than 32 years of experience to provide a complete glass service to all of our customers and a clear choice for you. See for yourself at BakerGlassInc.com. That's BakerGlassInc.com. Baker Glass, no one treats you
FM 100.3, W262 AG, Jack.